I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm Jamin.
And today you have joined us as we discuss Crossing Swords. So don't get any funny ideas about what that means. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about the show, Crossing Swords. And let me tell you a bit about that. It's an American adult animated stop-motion sitcom created by John Harvatine IV and Tom Root for Hulu, both of which were head writers, I believe, for Robot Chicken. The series premiered on June 12th, 2020. 6 days after its premiere, the series was renewed for a second season, which premiered on December 10th, 2021. There are two seasons and a total of 20 episodes altogether. On the 27th of September in 2018, it was first announced that Hulu had given the production series order for a first season consisting of 10 episodes. The series was created by the fellows who I said before, Harvatine IV and Root, who were expected to serve as executive producers. But the series was also produced by Stupid Buddy Studios, who you may once again know from later works of Robot Chicken, just Robot Chicken in general, Titan Maximum, as well as Super Mansion on Crackle and Buddy Thunderstruck on Netflix. So if you're a fan of any of those, this may concern you. It's distributed by Sony Pictures Television, and Hulu, obviously, as I said before, renewed the series for a second season. It has some big names in it as far as voicing goes. So you've got Nicholas Holt, Luke Evans, Tony Hale, to name but a few. So it's quite an interesting cast. There are the usual suspects in there as well, such as Seth Green.
say that in such
Seth Green. So yes, there you go. So there's your info about Crossing Swords. And what it never really said, it's kind of like done with like wooden figures, isn't it?
Wooden just like peg figures.
Yeah, like a round wooden head on a peg. That's pretty much all your characters are.
So
there you go. Have you ever seen Crossing Swords before?
No, I didn't even know it existed until.
There you go. So yeah. Very fresh.
Towards
at least. Despite it having finished before we'd seen it.
Yeah.
but I can tell you we have some ratings in today from both IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
We have all the ratings we need today. So, let's play guess the ratings. IMDb, let's start with IMDb.
I'm going to go 6.6 IMDb.
6.6. Okay, okay, interesting, interesting. And Rotten Tomatoes. So you've got an audience score and, of course, the tomatometer.
Yeah. Audience score, I'm going to say 78%. We're going to say 78%. And then tomatometer is going to be 100%.
100%. A safe guess there.
Guess. Playing it real safe on that one.
Right, okay. Here's the scores. Okay. On the doors, as they say. IMDb, you said 6.6, did you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. The score is 6.7.
Oh!
Flipping it. You can have that one. That is a good one. Good guess.
That is close.
So there you go. That's out of 1.5 thousand.
Oh, that's got a lot. So yeah, it's not been out that long.
No, yeah. So reasonable amount, but nothing crazy. Audience score, you said, was it 78%?
Yeah.
The audience score for the show is actually 84%.
Oh, wow. That's much higher.
So quite high.
Yeah.
Very interestingly, though, the average tomatometer, or tomato meter, whatever you want to say, was not 100%.
What?
No, not 100% at all. Quite a bit lower. This is a pretty interesting one. 21%.
Whoa.
That is crazy low.
21%?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's like the lowest tomato we've ever had.
Yeah, we've never seen one this low. Like, you see it for films and stuff like that, but when it comes to animated series, I mean, if you've never listened before, the joke constantly is that it is 100%, no matter what it is. If that score's there, it tends to be 100%.
Yeah.
Not today, folks.
Wow.
Ho ho. Any Crossing Swords fan listening today, doesn't sound like they're going to have a good experience.
Nope. That's really something. Something has brewed there. Not critically acclaimed series.
And it's so, like, so different from the audience score as well.
Yeah.
Isn't there a theory about the audience score with Rotten Tomatoes that if it has a low, like, basically the lower the tomatometer and the higher the audience score is, like, more accurately what you can go on, so you know it is actually bad.
Right.
Whereas if the audience score is low, but it is well rated, then it's pretty good.
Right.
It's more likely Oscar worthy.
Ah.
Both on both, I guess, is just more like, you know.
It's all right.
It's generally good, but
general across the board, like.
Yeah, it's not winning any awards or upsetting anyone.
Right.
That's like shaky middle ground.
Yeah. So this is in the not the safe area then.
This is in the danger zone.
Oh.
This is
not where you want to be, from what I've heard.
So, but I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll side with the audience. Who knows? Okay, we can see that it's got some differing opinions. But what's Twitter saying about it?
Yeah. A few people on Twitter are vocalising just that, you know, the short snippets that are tweets. And we've got Indecisive Jones, who says, just finished Crossing Swords and I loved it.
Oh.
On Hulu. Crossing Swords on Hulu.
Yeah.
Ayo. So, heads up, Crossing Swords does have a double meaning for those who don't know. And the very first result, when I searched this on Twitter, was genuine pornography. So, watch out.
You better watch out.
heads up, guys. It may not be a Google-friendly show. if you're at work, do not search this.
Yeah, add Hulu to your search.
Yes, make sure Hulu is in there, because otherwise you will get other things.
Yeah.
You know. We've got Casey Green, who says, Crossing Swords on Hulu is childishly unfunny. I did not watch a whole episode. Thanks for listening.
Now, that's a straight thumbs down review right there.
Not a fan.
I like how polite they were, though.
Yeah. No need to be rude then, you're giving it.
Yeah. It says it all, that, though, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, it's childishly bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
All the best.
Yeah. See ya.
Excellent. Good tweeting there. That's
I
good.
I left. Yeah. So, yeah, that is not a good review. We have Heelan Chan, who says, been watching Crossing Swords, Hulu, which just came out with the second season. Nothing groundbreaking, but good mindless fun about a squire doing his best in a kingdom full of selfish people. Which I thought was a pretty good like roundup of, you know, what the show actually is.
Yeah, at least episode one specifically, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was good. And they're like, you know, it's not nothing amazing, but you know, if you're going for that, it's what it is. So yeah, thanks for that review, Heedin Chan. We've got Craig Khalifa, who says, I'm just here to say how much I enjoy Crossing Swords. So that was that whole tweet.
Yeah, yeah. Did they actually laugh at the end, or did
no,
you?
No, that was just implied.
Yeah, yeah.
They also tagged Hulu as well.
Of course.
And someone else who tagged Hulu is Aries' daughter, who says, at Hulu, I am one of your three subscribers who watch Crossing Swords. Now cast me, bae. Which is a very bold move.
yeah.
Not seen that one before, where it's like, I watch this show, put me in it.
I like that it's like a backhanded compliment as well.
Yeah.
It's like saying, I like your show, everyone thinks it's garbage.
Yeah.
So reward me.
So put me in it.
Fair play.
Yeah, that's a power move there.
Yeah, yeah.
By Eric's daughter. Well played on that. And I guess we'll find out if that happens.
Yeah.
Hold on to your hats. See what happens there. So yeah, that's it for Twitter quiz today.
There you go. Some good tweets today. Good tweeting.
Yeah. Some good
good tweeting, Twitter users. Okay, well, let's dive in. Some interesting points made there. The childish humour, let's touch on that one.
Yes.
Straight off the bat. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think if you don't know it's, robot chicken adjacent, I think you start to sort of feel that pretty quickly with the humour side of it. That is... It stays consistent throughout the episode, really. Like the type of stuff that they're making jokes about is pretty, you know, mainly kind of, you know, teen humor kind of stuff. You know, there's nudity gags and there's whatever. But I think sometimes there's the odd joke that's like, oh, at least they're not still, you know, there's a few that are like, oh, that's a little bit different. As they're building characters and stuff. But yeah, I mean, like the humor is for a particular audience, it seems. And of course, you wait a couple minutes before people start swearing as well. The old adult animation.
Yeah, like in the weirdest places.
Yeah, yeah, it's certainly there. Like if you you only have to wait so long before it's like, oh, it's one of those. Yeah.
There was one bit. Someone was shouting in a crowd, and like they shouted something like say it was something like, you know, go home, you loser.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that. It was like, go home, you're terrible. And he was like, oh. And then it was like, just another shout, same person, you F bag.
Yeah.
That was the gag. It was like, oh, you're just trying to... It's like they've got, like, a swear quota.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, yeah.
And it just felt so like... What is that? Is that the limits of your... of your, like, humour? That it's just, like, include a swear word. That's the joke.
Yeah, there was definitely a few of those, wasn't it? Like, where it was like... that it just didn't need to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, there was weird moments where it was like, oh, that one, you know, like, or like, you could have put one there, like, because it was, you know, like the scene was almost like, oh, if it wouldn't seem outlandish for someone to swear under this situation, but then when they were missing. It was really strange, like they'd taken all that, like the handful of places where it's like, oh, you know, you could probably get away with one there, like, and then just swapped them around for places where they just weren't needed at all. Because again, it's almost like in order to be an adult animation, like you have to do this now. There's like you know, it's like the ritual. It's like we just need to put in loads of swearing for whatever reason.
This was like the ultimate extreme of that, wasn't it? Because it didn't just have like it had like sexual gags, a lot of naked pegs, things like that. It's to me, it like it's, you know, South Park's done it. And then it's kind of that it's letting up like the floodgates for it. But there is something funny about when South Park does it.
Yeah.
That's the, I don't know what they're doing differently, but it never feels like, it just feels like forced sometimes.
Yeah.
In this, it's just like, oh, right, okay.
Because they even in this episode, it already feels overused.
Yeah.
You know, like you see one thing and it's like, oh, they're naked now. That's weird. And then it's like, oh, now somebody else is naked. And then it's like, oh.
If it feels forced, like we sound like, we probably always do, sound like some old footy dudes.
Yeah, I know we do.
We sound like our parents or whatever. But it's the fact that it doesn't gel. It doesn't gel with the episode.
Mm.
It doesn't, something about it feels off.
Yeah.
You like the fact that we comment on it is just because of that. Like there's loads of stuff we've watched where we probably haven't even mentioned it. But when we do, that's why I think it just, a lot of these, especially currently, it just seems to be like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think when, and a lot of it is probably because the swear word is the punchline.
Yeah.
Rather than having a punch. It's just cheap, isn't it? Cheap.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess with this show as well, it's almost like, it's kind of a shame, really, because like, because of the look of it and stuff, you know, like you could have one of this where it's like, it's almost passing as like a genuine kids show. Do you know what I mean? Like if you took the swearing out and the like nudity, like, you could, it's like, it's one of those kind of, it'd be like a borderline adult thing where it's like, this isn't actually for kids, but
it
almost seems like a, you know, it could have been like a kids show sort of thing, which I think is like harder to pull off, and it'd be like more, I guess, like, you know, admirable to sort of like walk that line, as opposed to like,
I think this team, the Adult Swim team, not the Adult Swim team, sorry, Robot Chicken team would be capable of creating that type of show. I mean, they might be able to make it, but not successfully, I don't think.
Because it's, because this is their thing, isn't it? Like, this is how they do it. So, but yeah, which is, because I think that would be more fun, because they do have, like, you know, the character that, like, the main character sort of, you know, they could live in that world, couldn't they? Do you know what I mean? Where all this stuff is going wrong. I mean, that's what they are doing anyway. But like, I think they've got enough kind of like goodwill or whatever to sort of go through the world in their eyes and be like, yeah, you know, it's not all great or whatever, but they're trying to make the best of it. And you could be like, oh, you know, this is it's just a normal, it's a cool kid show about him. But then, like, as soon as everyone starts swearing their head off, and like his dad's having a conversation about how he wants to like sleep with his mum on a pool table or whatever, like around the dinner table, and just like, just bizarre kind of like situations that would never happen at that. You're just like, yeah, and yeah, this, they're not trying to go for that at all. They just want to do like Robot Chicken with pegs instead. So,
I don't know. There's no longevity in it, is there?
No.
It just felt like going back to the tweet. Yeah, I am on board with. Like, I didn't find it very funny, to be honest.
No.
It's kind of, you like, I thought, well, it's got a good cast.
Mm.
There's a lot of good voices in it. And then slowly you're kind of like, yeah, I don't know what would have saved this.
Yeah, that's it. What did you think to the story or whatever?
That I agree. It had a good concept.
Mm.
And I mean, it was a bit two-dimensional.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's nothing new, and but, you know, fine for what it was. It, you know, it played out, and you had sort of you got to know the character, and the situation. But the trouble is, it was the only character, I suppose, that was in any way likable.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's something about, like, obviously the peg animation is half the joke, but it's not very, don't know. It's just not very pleasing, is it?
No.
A bit too simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did like that. They had no hands and stuff. Like, I thought that made it added some interest, that they were like, they were still like, you know, holding objects and stuff. Everything was kind of floating. I kind of made it look a bit different or whatever. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, it's...
I think there was a lot of jokes, though, that kind of didn't really understand that was the case. I felt like there was a lot of jokes where he's getting hit in the balls.
Mm.
But there's no way of telling that on a peg.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that too.
And it's not funny because... Kind of half the joke. If someone gets hit in the privates,
yeah,
fall to the floor, you can see it. You can see where they've been hit, and we all know. Well, I mean, 50% of us know how much that hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
You fall to the floor, and then so when you see it on a peg, it kind of doesn't really
do
anything for you. Yet they really play into it a lot.
Yeah,
it was like they decided that after, like the peg thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like just became, and then it was like, oh, well, we've kind of ruined some of these gags now.
Yeah, because it didn't feel like there was a reason for it, or they played into it at all, or
yeah, it was a weird one.
There was no peg gags.
No, yeah, nowhere near enough of those. Should have been more. Yeah, it was strange. Yeah, what was it? Was there something you were like, that was really good, that was a bit different, really interesting? Like, was there any standout moments for you or anything that you did?
No. No, there was nothing. No, there wasn't really much that I enjoyed about it, if I'm being completely honest. Like, the most different thing about it is that they were pegs, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you? Is there anything that you did like that?
Yeah, like I said, I think just the fact that it was stop motion and they had a lot of like the floating object, like because they didn't have hands, like that was almost like, oh, OK, that kind of makes it like different, I suppose. I think it was just more that like it was like, oh, that's sort of like probably makes the production like quite awkward because you've got to like float a load of things about or whatever. Like,
I guess some of the effects are not like... You know, like the horses and the dragons and stuff.
Yeah.
Having wheels and things like that.
Yeah.
Those bits are kind of, you know, it's a bit more creative and interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just feel like they didn't play into it enough.
No. But
really struggled with it.
I think that's part of it as well. It's like you say, like half of it is, you know, half of the gag is that they're pegs or whatever. Like in the same way that like Robot Chicken is like half of what makes it good is that like Well, I mean, most of what makes it good, in my opinion, is the fact that they're sort of animating on top of action figures and stuff. But it's like, imagine if it was, you took that away and it was just like a badly drawn, like flash animation or whatever. Like, do you think it would be as popular, like anywhere near as popular as what it is?
I mean, I don't know how popular it is, to be honest. There's only three people on Hulu watching. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have anything to draw you into it, would it?
No. And the same with Robot Chicken, I think, even like, you take that away from it and it's suddenly just like another animation that like people are just making like, knob gags or whatever all the way through it sort of thing. Like,
and I suppose, that is, we're constantly complaining about the same, art styles in adult animation. So we should, I suppose it does deserve some sort of kudos for going in a different direction.
That's it. Like, it looks different, but unfortunately the content is not different.
No, yeah.
Like, you could probably copy paste some of the shows we've seen and just like you'd probably like hit. I bet you could take the audio from one to the other and like the swear words would land in the right place because it's just like
Yeah.
you
I feel
they're
like
so frequent. It's like, yeah.
it belongs on Robot Chicken
Mm.
as a sketch.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
doesn't need as much as it's got, I think.
No.
And I don't think these guys need any more than Robot Chicken, to be honest. That's my opinion. I just don't, it's, from what I've seen, nothing new is added.
Yeah.
Like, if this was on Robot Chicken, the only thing that you might question is that it looks different.
Yeah. And this doesn't even have, because it's like new characters and stuff, so it doesn't have the appeal of being like, oh, that's, Aquaman or whatever, or like, oh, that's like Darth Vader or whatever. Like, it's lost all of that. So you're really seeing sort of the bare bones of like what makes those shows, which is essentially just like, naked people are funny.
It's like, yeah,
And
not more.
swearing is funny.
Just knob gags and
Yeah.
swear words.
Yeah. See that if we had a critics thing on Tomato, like one line
That's,
review,
yeah.
knob gags and swear
If you're into knob gags and swear words,
words. Crossing sort of.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean
Which I
that is
suppose it says it all, doesn't it?
in the title, yeah, and
You get
everything.
what you're getting.
It's perfect, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, we've discussed it, so let's move on. Let's go to our final reviews. I've been thinking a lot about more jokes for the show. It's funny, but we can make it funnier.
Yeah. No, I think there's places we can take it. Yeah.
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 So I've written a few down.
Oh, okay.
The first one I want to get in is just, he goes into like a house or a bar or just walking down the street,
Yeah.
and someone says to him,
Yeah.
like, oh. Yeah. That's good, isn't it, that?
I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see
Yeah.
that one
Well, it's good because it's you're watching it and then you're like, what's he gonna say? And then it's a swear
coming. He
word.
swears at him.
He swears at him.
He swears right at him.
Right in his face.
Oh, man. And
Yeah.
you just think like, well, yeah, he
Yeah.
said that. He said it. And then
Yeah.
it's like, oh, man. Oh, I can't believe he said that. I
So
just
that's
can't
one of
believe
them.
it.
That's good, isn't it, that? We're,
Yeah, that's really
yeah.
good. Yeah. Yeah, we've got to do that. Yeah.
So the next one. I thought we needed a sort of differentiation in the humour.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We want, we've got our not lowbrow, medium brow jokes.
Yeah.
Now, stick with me, it's a bit highbrow. But I think, the variation might help. So basically, he joins a tourney, which
Right.
is like knight speak for tournament. And there's a lot of them fighting. There's loads of them at the same time fighting, all each other. And then one of them, like, hits him in the nuts. But, and this is where it really gets, like, I don't know if he gets too cerebral.
Right.
But then another one hits him in the nuts. And that keeps, like, all of them do.
They all do.
All do it.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I could see that now. Yeah,
is that too much?
I think they'll like that. Yeah, I think that's like, you know, that's like deep. Do you know what I mean? Like comedy style. Do you know what I mean? It's so, you know, like there's the bottom level. Do you know what I mean? And then there's like that somewhere.
People will like it, won't they?
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm laughing just thinking about it.
That's what I was like.
That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah, we got to put that in there.
And then like the next bit, like, he's got to do like challenges, like knights challenges.
Yeah.
I thought we could add this in. One of the challenges is that he has to have sex.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And then it's like not just that, but you see him naked.
Oh yes, we definitely got to do that. Oh man, that is like hilarious.
It's funny because they're not real, you know what I mean?
They're not even real. Yeah, and then they're naked, and you're like,
and there's like sex.
Yeah, it's got sex in it.
Sex.
Yeah.
you could see a willy.
Oh, I mean, that's...
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
How funny would that be? Like, on one of them. Oh, man. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
I can't even believe how funny that's going to be.
We've got a good one. And then I thought to end it...
Right.
This is the last one.
Right.
Like the king,
yeah,
he comes out and he says to him, and he swears right at him again.
Oh man! How do you come up with this? How do you do that?
I don't know, mate. It's like
that is impressive, mate. We're gonna be the top show.
This is going to be like Hulu dreams.
Amazing. Right. Let's get it. Let's get this on. Let's make this.
Right. Episode one.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a simple three-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, pegs.
Mm.
You don't see those guys in enough shows, clearly. thumbs down, just general knob gags.
Mm.
There's better ways to go.
Yeah.
Not easier ways to go, but better ways to go. And shaky middle, the work of Seth Green.
Ooh.
Ooh, zing.
Deep burn.
Oh, I went there. Personal opinion, guys, just personal opinion. So good, bad, in the middle. There you go. Crossing Swords by Hulu.
Yeah.
Episode 1, titled Pilot.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Mm. Well, I mean, I've got to say, I went into this being like, this probably isn't going to be for me because it's like medieval or whatever, like the actual thematic points of the show, but like not to my taste necessarily. And then I found out that the humour is also not at all to my taste. So I was in for quite a ride, really. It's quite a lengthy 20 plus minutes or whatever it was. It seems like they've tried to do, they've got a little story with the characters and stuff, and they've got the one sort of plucky, nice person in the whole town or whatever. It seems kind of very reminiscent of like the Lego movie and stuff or whatever. But other than the fact that it's, animated on, they're doing it on pegs with stop motion stuff, and that they've, the things that come with that, there really wasn't any appeal to me. It's not a show that I'd sit down and watch. Like, I didn't want to watch more to find out what happened. I didn't want to sit through more gags of someone is naked or someone said a naughty word. And that was pretty much all the show. So there's not really much else I could take from that. It's nice to have a clown character, I guess. That was nice. Always good to have some some clowns in there. That's about as far as it goes, really. So for me, it's going to have to be a thumbs down. Thumbs down for me.
Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking the streak.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Well, let's see if we can alter that.
This will even it out, I'm sure.
This will even it out, yeah. it's fair to say, it had an appealing style, and an original one, really. You don't really see many shows that look like this.
Mm.
But that was quickly ruined by the content, the script, and what overall I would consider hot trash.
Oh.
This is one of... I really didn't enjoy this show. And it is... I think it's that humour. I agree. It is childish humour. But not even in a good way.
Yeah.
It's just like... so cheap. It's cheap humour.
Mm.
Cheap thrills, man. I just couldn't get gel with it at all. Like, the punchlines were... they weren't even punchlines. That's what was so annoying about it. They are just swear words.
Yeah.
With no meaning to it whatsoever. And it kind of means that, like, 50% of the script is binnable.
Yeah.
Because you just think, why are they saying that? Why are we hearing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why have you got, like, Luke Evans in just to say that? What a waste of time that is.
Yeah.
Interesting concept as well, which is almost like it's worse because the stuff that's going for it has been betrayed.
Yeah.
By, you know, the creators of it, in a way. They've betrayed themselves. So, yeah, I too am a thumbs down.
Yeah.
That's the worst show we've watched in a while. But, yeah, we were on a real streak as well. Things were going well.
I know. Things are going so well. And then crossing swords.
Hey ho, so there you go. The Rotten Tomatoes theory stands.
It does, yeah, that's pretty solid. I mean that should be, I guess, a red flag to anyone.
Yeah. Genuinely, the only way I'd watch another episode is if Aerie's daughter was starring in it.
Yeah, that's the only way to
keep... I would watch that.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah. I hope you're listening, Hulu, because you need to make those changes. Yeah.
We're behind this move. Okay, well, there you go. We didn't enjoy it, but did you? We know that this is, at the end of the day, just our opinion. It's not everyone's opinion. You might not agree with it. No worries. Let us know. And you can do so on the three knob jokes of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate and review us. It really helps us out, helps people find us. And if you want to hear more of our previous episodes, of which there have been over 200 now.
Yes.
Oh, boy. You can find them all on YouTube, and we cover all sorts. So head there. That's Toon Jam Pod as well. We also have a Patreon with bonus episodes if the 200 wasn't enough. And that just helps us keep going, really. You can find us there, Toon Jam Pod. You'll find us. Otherwise, as always, thank you so much for listening. That's the big one. We do this for you guys. We do it for all of you. If you want to get in touch with us, like I say, give us some recommendations, whatever, go for it. But otherwise, as always, until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.